This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I don't know about y'all, but I have had about enough economic excitement this week to last me all year. Sadly, that is not the way things are going to shake out, more likely than not. So we might as well understand exactly what happened the 5 days gone by. Here to wrap up the week with us are Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. David Gura is at Bloomberg. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi.
All right, we got to start with jobs, I think, right, Lee? 292,000, that's great. Unemployment at 5% still. Anything to add? I mean, it was good, right?
It was better than expected. Wages were up. The previous months were revised up. I mean, it was really good, and it was expected to be good, and it even was better than that. So I don't want to, as you say, things are neither as good or as bad as
it was
a pretty good one.
It was a big number. Yeah. Like, that came out, I think I wasn't alone being surprised at the size
of
it.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it was
right.
A pretty good report.
All right, good. So let us move on then to the not-so-good of the week, David. China and the mess over there, not necessarily the stock market itself, but what it says about the underlying economy in that country. Help me out here, man.
Yeah, well, help you out.
Help us all out here, David. Please help me.
No, I think everyone just trying to figure out what the state of the economy is. You make the distinction all the time, Kai. I hear you between the market and the economy itself. But investors I talked to this week just stymied by how poorly the Chinese government, Chinese regulators are communicating about what they're doing. And, you know, we talk a lot about uncertainty here in the U.S. My God, the amount of uncertainty there. You have these switch breakers put in there for 4 days. They take them out. The government intervenes. It doesn't intervene. You just see it devalue its currency to its lowest level in a long time.
Yeah.
So I think investors just really trying to figure out the psychology of the Chinese market, which is pretty young and, as you know, has so many participants in it now, like 100 million retail investors now in China.
All of whom, by the way, I read the other day, have less than a decade of experience, which totally makes sense, right? So you're like, oh, man. Lee, let me ask you the global question, though. With the American economy going reasonably strong, actually really strong, right? With jobs up and GDP up and all that stuff, there are some problems, but we're going strong.
Yeah,
The rest of the world maybe not, though. Is it going to bite us in the tuchus?
Well, I think in the beginning, it's good for us. I mean, we're the safe port in the storm, and that is only good. I mean, there are ramifications for a strong dollar and other things. But I think the other thing, by the way, normally when things are going crazy geopolitically, like in the Middle East in particular, oil prices go way up and oil prices are way down. So even that is good. So the thing is, what if things start to go bad here? Then there's nowhere else to go, and then it kind of...
Well, right.
That's one possible question.
And then, David, we become the best-looking horse in the glue factory.
Yeah, and I think to an extent...
Right?
There you go. Exactly. But we heard Stan
people
Fisher...
don't write in.
There you go. I know that they will.
Yeah.
We had Stan Fisher, the vice chair of the Fed, saying this week that the world matters to us. Obviously, the Fed paying close attention to all of this. We got their minutes from their last pivotal meeting this week, indicating that what's happening globally is still very much on their minds. And you look at the probability of another rate hike here, probably won't take place until March. That does give policymakers some time just to see how all of this shakes out, how much glue gets made, I guess.
Right. Lee, let me ask you very quickly about the markets. I don't want to dwell on the ups and the downs. I just want to comment briefly that stocks going down, which we've had a lot of this week, is not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, stocks are very richly valued. And, you know, you could see this as a buying opportunity. I mean, many people, I'm sure, do. The long term, it's like, you know, every investor book says this, the long term trend, you are never going to go wrong if you just don't panic. You never want to panic. You never want to move things at a time like this. But yeah, I would agree with that.
Buy and hold. All right, yes. Gura, you get the last word today, and it's this on my opening thesis. Things are neither as bad nor as good as they look. Discuss.
No, it's right. I mean, look, it's what are we 5 days into the new year? It's been a really bad 5 days. I think the worst 5 day start to the year for the S&P ever. That sort of thing is shocking. And as Lee says, you want to be patient. You want to sort of weather the volatility, but it's hard when all of this is happening in the background. We're heading up into earnings season now. I think that's probably going to throw some more shocks at us. So it's hard, but I'll side with Lee. That is, stay calm.
David Gura, he's on TV now at Bloomberg, and Lee Gallagher. You know, he used to be on the radio. We got to own it. Lee Gallagher's at Fortune Magazine. You guys have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai. You too.
All right, take care. About Wall Street today, sticking with the theme, I will say only this. It wasn't as bad as it looks. And also, just because Gura brought it up, that whole Dow Jones Industrial Average isn't the economy, and the economy isn't the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Listen and learn that.